Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Sota Daf Hey. We left off yesterday with a bunch of statements about gaiva, about arrogance, and that's basically going to take us until Amud Beis, halfway down Amud Beis today, and then we'll get back into the Mishnah, back into Sota matters. But we're here, let's see here, we're about 8 or 9 lines up. My yad liyad lo yinakeh. Right, that's, what does it mean, yad liyad lo yinakeh? Again, we had quoted that pasuk. That at least the beginning of that pasuk. Now this is the end of that pasuk. What does it mean? Yad liyad lo yinakeh again. It's meaning Hashem will destroy them hand to hand. Samarav kol abal ishasish afilu hiknahehu hiknahehu lakosh baruch hu shmaya varis kavram avinu. Even if a person rachmal etzlan cheats, right, sleeps with someone who is married. So even if Akash Baruch has given them, right, Shemayim Ba'aretz, right, just like Avram, Hashem did to Avram, Dechtiv Bei Harimosi Yadi El Hashem Kilo Yon Kanei Shemayim Ba'aretz, right, so even if Hashem has, you know, been so good to them, right, had, if, even if they have that kind of connection, like Avram Avinu, still Lo Yinakeh Medina Shel Gehenim, they're not going to get out of, they're not going to be cleaned, right, from the judgment in Gehenna. Kashaluhu, the Bei Rabbi Shila said, I don't understand. If that's true, if that's what the pasuk means, ha yad liyad lo yinakeh. Meaning that's yad liyad, meaning hand to hand, not my yadi mi bayle, meaning the pasuk Avram said, harimosi yadi el Hashem. So what is it? That doesn't seem to be an exact, you know, parallel over there. I mean, Avram said his hands, not a hand or hand to hand. Ella, rather, is that they say, I'm going to debate Rabbi Shila, they say, Afilu kibel Torah kemoshe Rabbeinu. So they compare it to someone, even if it's someone who is as if he's just like Moshe Rabbeinu, who accepted the Torah, the chtiv be mimino ish das lamo. Right? So even if that, even if he's on that level, lo yinakeh medina lo shegehenem, he won't get out of it from Gehenem. So the Gemara says, similarly, kash le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had a similar kasha. He said, hayad liyad, yad miyad the boyle. Because Moshe said, mimino, from my right hand, or from, really, from Hashem's right hand, really, ish das lamo. So why does it say, why does the Pasuk say Yad Liyad? So Elam Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, "I feel osed tzedakah b'seiser." Even if he does give tzedakah in secret, right? And isn't that the best way to give tzedakah? Again, the person gives, and the other person doesn't know who he's getting it from. Because even if you do the best type of tzedakah, techtiv matzah b'seiser yichav ve'af. Right? The Pasuk says, someone who gives a secret gift, meaning someone who gives tzedakah at the highest level, right, gets rid of Hashem's anger. Still, lo yinakeh medina shel gehenem. Right? That will not. The person won't escape gehenem, and that's Yad Liyad. When a person gives tzedakah, that's what the pasuk is referring to, right? Hand to hand, right? That's the reference over there. There's still Hashem will punish him for Rachman Otzlan sleeping with an Eshrizish. Azhara Lagasi Ruach Minayin. So again, having talked about how bad it is to be a Balgaiva, so the Gemara wants to know an Azhara. Where is there a warning? Now, the phrase is a little bit weird because usually we talk about an Azhara in the Gemara terms, right? Usually there's an Azhara, a warning, and then it tells me what the punishment is. Usually when talking about an Isser that has a Chi of Malchus, right? You need an Azhara and an Onesh. You need a warning and informing us. I mean, the Torah has to warn us that something is Azhar, first of all, and then secondly, has to tell us what the punishment is, right? For us to say that you're chayav misa for this, or chayav malchus for this. So here the language is a little bit, I don't know if it's imprecise, but it's not exactly the same as, you know, those type of conversations. But Rashi says, as hard as shalu yehei gas ruach, it's a warning that you shouldn't be arrogant. Whether it's asr, again, it's probably pasha that it's asr, again, as we'll see in a second. What do you see a warning for not to be arrogant? So, Amar Rava, Amar Ziri, Shimu Vazinu, Al Tek Behu. Again, that's not a pasuk in the Torah, that's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. But again, listen, don't be a Balgaiva. Okay, right? Al Tek Behu, Gavoa, right? Don't be high, don't be haughty. Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Amar Mehacha, right? From this pasuk, Varam Levavecha, Veshachachta, right? That's a pasuk in the Torah, right? In Parsha's Ekev, I think. That person will become a Balgaiva, Shachta, Shem Alkacha, you forget Hashem. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Yisham Alkacha, Pentish Kacha, Shem Alkacha, and it says, be careful, don't forget Hashem. Right? The Kurabi Avin, Amar Rabbi Yilah, Damar Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Yilah, Kol Makom, Yisham Arpen Ve'al, right? Enu Ella, below Sase, right? Anytime it says those three phrases, that's an Isser, that tells you an Isser, so therefore, right, it's an Isser to forget Hashem, and the way you forget Hashem, right, is when you become, right, a Balgaiva. Darish, Ravira learned the following. Zimnin, Amarli, Mishmei, sometimes he said the name of Rabbi Ami, sometimes he said the name of Rabbi Asi. Again, we had this before, right, that he learned by both of them. had this yesterday. Call Adam Sheish Baogazes Ruach Lavasofi Smayit Mismayit. Right, and a person who is a Balgaiva, right, in the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, will make him smaller. Shneim as the pasuk says, Romu Maat. Right, they're agreeing and they're becoming smaller. V'shama Tomar Yeshno Baolam. You'll say I, but again, at least the guy is still alive. He still is in this world. The pasuk says that right, he'll be gone. Vim choser bo, if he says tshuva, so then nesof bizmano shuk Avram Avinu, then he will die at the right time. Right, he won't die early, as we just said a second ago, that a person who's a balgaiva, kosh baruch hu ve'einenu, right, takes him away. But rather he'll end up dying like Avram Avinu shenamar v'humchu kekol yikfosun k'Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, right, and then mikol, the word kakol, right, is what we're looking at here, because the avos were called kol, right, like we say in benching, right, the avos are referred to, right, those three psukim, bakol is by Avram, mikol is Yitzchak, and kol is by Yaakov. Right, that's already that's so. This person also will be like the avos. If he lav, barosh shibol zimolu. Right, and if not, he'll get broken off like the top of a wheat stalk, or shibolus is some sort of stalk, either wheat grain stalk. Ma'ich rosh shibolus, what does that mean? So Rav Huna, Rav Chista, chad amar ki sasa de shibolta, v'chad amar ki shibolus asma. Either the sasa is the beard, meaning the top of the stalk, right, where you have the grain and the whatever you call that stuff at the top, or one of them says the actual stalk itself. So the Gemara says vishlam alamad amar ki sasa de shibolta. If I understand what you're talking about, the top of the stalk of the grain or the beard, ha'nidichliv kuro shibolus. That's why it says like the top. Halamad amar bo shibolta atzma, right? My kiro shibolas. Right? If you tell me it's just the stalk itself, just snapping in half, what do you mean like the rosh? What do you mean like the top? So Rav Asi, v'chein tam b'beir v'mishmal, mashal adam shenechnas etoch sadeo gavoa gavoa hu melakit. So the mashal is that a person goes into his field and starts, you know, swinging the scythe, I think it's called, a scythe, whatever it is, S-C-Y-T-H-E, whatever it is. So he chops off the top, meaning right where he's holding, right where he is, right, and you take off the top ones first, as Rashi says, right, gavo gavo malaki. If you look at Vayna Kroshi Bola, Sharusha Nires Lamala Michavrusa, right, Michavrta, right, you see the top of the stalks, right, when he cuts down what he's got, right, he cuts the tallest one first. Okay, Fizdaka Ushva Ruach. Someone who is a Kosh Baruch who is with someone who is lowly, and Shval Ruach who is of low of spirit. One of them says that Hashem picks up someone who is low and brings him up to brings him up with me. And one says the Kosh Baruch Hu comes down, right, to meet that person on his level. Makes more sense that the person comes down. That a Kosh Baruch Hu comes down and is with that person who is humble. Because the Kosh Baruch Hu, when he was picking a mountain to give the Torah on, right, so he right came down and he picked Har Sinai, Velogava Har Sinai Lamala, and right, he didn't like lift Har Sinai up into the heavens, right? He came down and rested his presence on Har Sinai. Am Rav Yosef, Lo Olam Yilmad Adam Midas Kono, She'erei Kosh Baruch Hu, Hineach Kol Harim Gvos, Heshra Shechinas Al Har Sinai. Person should always learn from a Kosh Baruch Hu, because a Kosh Baruch Hu, again, he picked the lowest one, right? The most humble mountain, right, and put it down, gave the Torah on that one. Right, you should always, kind of avoid gaiva and look for modesty and humility. The tree, I said, because if you look at the parentheses, right, similarly, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, so he also chose a shneh, which is a small thorn bush, instead of, a high cedar tree or palm tree or whatever. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, "Call them sheishubo gasas ruach roy legado kashera." Right, if a person who is balgaiva, who is arrogant, right, should be cut down like a shera tree. That was a known avodah zarah. Ksevacha says over here, "Rami akoma geduim." Ksevasan vasherem tegadayun. Right, you have this comparison over there that people who are tall should get cut down. Many people who are arrogant, who are balagaiva, should get cut down. And then it says, obviously, you should cut down at the Asherah of Avodah Zarah. Amar Rabbi Elazar, called Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasas Ruach, Ein Afaro Ninar. Person who is a balagaiva won't end up his dirt, his dust, right? And this is a reference to, he won't come back at Tchias HaMesim. Shinamar's Pazuk says, Akitu V'ranu Shochnei Afar, right? Wake up those who are dwelling in the dust, who are living in the dust. Shochvei Afar Lo Nemar, Ela Shochnei Afar. Not people who are living or lying down in in the dust, in the dirt. Ela shochnei afar, people who are dwelling, who are living in the dust. Mikan misha nase shachin lafar v'chayev. Right, only the people who are going to rise in the times of tchias hamesim are people who were neighbors to the dust, right, when they were alive, meaning that they were low, they were humble. Etc. Rama Rabbi Lazar, call Adam Sheesh Bo Gaz Israel Shchina Mial Salav. Anybody who's a Balgaiva, Kosh Borchu, right, is cries over him. Shinamas, but it says Vigova Mirachok Yadea, right, someone who's high, right, who's tall up, or Mirachok Yadea, right, who's from far, Kosh Borchu cries over him. Darisha Vavira, Vitema Rabbi Lazar, Bo Resha, look at me, this Kosh Borchu, Mira Spasa Vadam. See how Kosh Borchu is not like flesh and blood. Midas Bazar Vadam Gavoa Ro Es Gavoa Ben Gavoa Ro Es Shafal. Right, by people, right? People see, the arrogant people see each other, right? People kind of like flock together, but they don't hang out. Right, the arrogant people, they kind of don't hang out with the humble people. Right, Aval Midas Gavoa Baruch Hu ain't okay, but Hashem's not like that. Right, Hu Gavoa Ro Es Shafal Shneimar Ki Ram Hashem V'Shafal Yireh. Right, Pasuk says very clearly. Right, Pasuk, where is that Pasuk? Pasuk is in. I'm not sure. I don't see it. Can't see it right now. All right, there's a bunch of pesukim over here. It doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, makes sense. Pasuk and Tehillim. Right, that Kosh Baruch Hu is high up, and he sees those who are low down. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, V'itim Amar Ukva. Some people say it was Mar Ukva. Kol Adam Sheish Bo Gazos Ruach Amar Kosh Baruch Hu Ein Ani V'hu Yecholom Lader Ba'olam. Right, Kosh Baruch Hu says, I can't live in the same world as someone who's a Baal Gaiva. Shnamar, as Pasuk says, Real Shani, Malashni, I'm not sure. Basisarehu, Oso Atmis, right, Gavai Naim, Urchav Livav, Osu Lo Uchal. Right, him I can't be with, right? Lo Uchal, I'm not able to be. Altikri, Oso, not him, but Ito, Ella Ito Lo Uchal, I can't be together with him. Right, some people say, again, I think it's more popularly quoted, right? I think right in the Lashon Hara Shmuzes, right? I think they're pretty sure this Gemara is quoted right, often, right? By the Chavetz Chaim, I'm not sure exactly where. Right, some people say that this is talking about Kosh Baruch Hu, about people who say Lashon Hara, Kosh Baruch Hu can't live in the same world as them. Shnamar Malashne B'Seser B'Rehu, so that's me, it's right, Malashne, right? Lashon Hara, Malashne B'Seser, people who say words. Say Lashon in secret, right? That's Lashon Hara. Kosh Baruch Hu will take care of that. I'm Rabbi Alexandri. Rabbi Alexandri says, call them Sheish Bo Gasas Ruach Afilu Ruach Kima Ochraso, right? A person who is Baal Gaiva, even a light wind bothers him. And this is true. We find of Baal Gaiva, right? Even a small insult, if someone doesn't acknowledge him, right? We find by Haman, right? If one guy, Mordechai, didn't bow down to him, and V'cholze and Enu Shoveli, and everything he had accomplished in life, right, was not valuable to him. So too, right? Someone who's Baal Gaiva, right? Even a tiny wind, something small, right, bothers him. Shneimar Pasuk says, V'Rishayim K'yam Nigrash, the Rishayim will be like a sea. V'ma Yam Sheish Bo Kama Revios Ruach Kima Ochraso, right? The sea has many, right, a lot of water, right? You'll see why it uses a revius, right? It has many reviuses of water, right? A small water, the wind kind of obviously blows it and the waves and it moves. So Adam Sheishbo, El Revius Achas, a man who only has a revius blood, right? That's the minimum shear, right, they say, to keep a person alive is a revius dam. Right, that's also the amount of time that the amount of blood that's going to be metami ba'ohel. Right, so a revius dam, a person only has one revius dam, he has more, but at least has one revius dam. So alachas kama, right, certainly how much more so will a person also get messed up by just a little insult, by a little wind. Amar b'chiyah bar ashi amarav. Talmud chacham tzarech shi'ehebo echem yishmona shminis. A person needs, interestingly enough, after you just told me you have to run away from Gaiva, a Talmud Chacham needs an eighth of an eighth, or 1/64. If I'm not mistaken, that's a quartov, but I think Rashi quotes another measurement over here. Rashi says, Mishka katanhu shuvhainu uchla. Okay, it's called an uchla. Right, a very small, tiny amount, right, of an idea of Gaiva. Right, as Rashi says over here, Kolomar tsarich shiyehebo ma'at gaiva, he has to have a Talmud Chacham has to have a little bit of gaiva. Shulu de kali arosh misstolim bo v'yedvarav miskablim aleihem bal korcham. Right, again, people walk all over him. Right, the Rav of a shul, usually extremely compassionate. Once in a while, he's got to stand up for himself because otherwise people will just run over him. So that's the idea over here. That Talmud Chacham needs to have a tiny bit of gaiva. Amra Vuna Breder Rishua Umi Atra Le Kisasa Le Shibolta, right? That's just like a beard on a stalk of stalk of grain, right? A little bit, right? Again, it's like keter for him, right? It like we just explained, right? It works out a little bit, right? That he needs to have it so he can be respected and serve in the community. Amar Rava, Rava says, b'shamta d'isbe, b'shamta d'lesbe. So therefore, we excommunicate. We put in chayrim, not really, but we put in chayrim someone who has it, d'isbe, someone who is a bal gaiva, and we also get rid of someone who has none of it, meaning that someone who needs to have it, right? That we get rid of them also because people will just walk all over them. Amar Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, "Lo mino v'lo mitzasa." Says, "You know what? I'm not interested. No, I'm a talmid chacham, but I'm not interested in it. In a little bit of it, I don't want any gaiva whatsoever. Because mizuta d'ksiv bei to'avas Hashem kol gavar lev. Because it says even a tiny bit, even a little bit, right? The pasuk says Hashem hates people who are bali gaiva. So I don't want anything to do with gaiva. Better that people should walk all over me or whatever." If not be a bal gaiva at all. Amar Chizki says, "Ain tefilaso shel adam neshmas ela imkein mesim libo kibaser." A person's davening is not heard unless a person's heart is like flesh. And Rashi says, i.e., and not like stone. I mean, it has to be soft. You have to be able to be shurach v'lo ke'evan shu kosher. A person has to be malleable, I guess. Shenemar v'yami dechodesh b'kasho yavo kol basar l'shtachavos. Rama Rizera says, basar k'sivbe v'nirpa. Right, that by basar, this is by tzaras. You have the word basar, they're talking about the tzaras. It has, the basar is v'nirpa, gets healed. But adam lo k'sivbe v'nirpa, but when it says the adam ki b'saro seisus apachas or something like that, so it doesn't mention the word healed. So you see that a person, right, is a bit of a bal gaiva, but your heart is like flesh, but like basar, so then it could be v'nirpa, it could get healed and you could become better. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, interesting acronym over here. Adam Efer Dam Mara. Right, that Adam is Efer Dam Mara. Efer is dust or dirt. Dam, blood, obviously. And Mara, interestingly enough, Mara literally means bitter, right, but it means bile. That's by the liver. So Basar, what's the acronym for Basar? Busha, Srucha, and Rima. Basar is embarrassment. Srucha is, it turns disgusting, right, it turns smells, and Rima is worms. Some people say Sheol, that really the Srucha, that Basar shouldn't be Srucha, because Srucha is with a Samech, right, but it should be Sheol, right, because the Sheol, right, the Sheol means a burial plot, right, like a grave, right, so that's the end of all Basar, interesting acronym. Amar of Ashi, Ashi says, call Adam Sheish Bogasis Ruach L'Sof Nivchas, right, a person who is a Baal Gaiva, in the end, will become lower, again, similar to what we said before. Shneamar, as Basik says, v'laseis v'lasapachas, right, in two different types of saras, v'ein seis ed l'shel gavoa, right, so it says seis, which is the language of being lifted up, right, that's high, right, Shneamar, as Basik says, v'alkol ha'arim ha'ra'im, v'al gavoos ha'nisos, right, the high mountains, v'ein sapachas el tefelat, sapachas is lower down, it's secondary. Shneamar's pasuk says, "V'chani na al achas akunos lechol pas lechem." Right, again, meaning, please give me to one of the kahunos, right, to give me some bread. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, "Bo re'e kama gedolim nemuche haruach lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Right, see how great it is that how Hakadosh Baruch Hu views people who are humble. Shebishah shebeis hamikdash kaim adam akriv ola schar ola biyado mincha schar mincha biyado. Because when the beis hamikdash was stood, person could bring a carbon ola, and he would get a scarf for an ola. Bring a carbon mincha, get a scarf for a mincha. Avomisha daito shvala, ma'alav kasav kilu hikav kol korbanos kulam. But someone who is humble, Torah views it as if he brought all the korbanos. Shemar's pasuk says, zivchei elokim ruach nishbara. Right, the korbanos, right, brought by, right, a person who is humble. Literally means his spirit is broken, but it's a person who is humble. V'lo od elashen tefilas nemesis. Not only that, it's not as only viewed as he brings all the korbanos, but his tefillah is not disgusted by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu accepts his tefillahs. Shneamar, Leiv Nishbar V'Nitka Elokim Lo Sivze. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will not be bizoy, there will not be bizoyon. He won't reject or be disgusted by any of his tefillahs. V'Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Kol Hasham. Sham is to evaluate. Kol Hasham Or Chosav, a person who evaluates his Or Chaim, right, the ways of his life. Right, a person who evaluates his ways. Balam Haza in this world, Zochav Oro Bishuah Shal Kosh Baruch. Right, we'll see, and eventually the Yeshua of Hashem. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, that says V'Sam, actually V'Sam Derech Arenu B'Yeshay Lukim. Right, and therefore the Gemara says, I'll give V'Sam Elo V'Sham Derech, a person who evaluates his drachim, his ways, Arenu B'Yeshay Lukim. Right, we'll see by the Yeshua, right, of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, two dots. Now, back in the Mishnah, right, Kitz and Mekane law, right, we had said that what is the process for warning the husband warning his wife, right? He says, bring to Edom, says, don't talk to this guy, right? And if she's included herself with him, so then she is Ozer. Skoy says, Agufakasha, I don't understand. Is it secluding? Is it stira? Or is it talking? Right, what do you mean? Amarta, the first Mishnah says, Amar lo b'fnei shnayim, al tadabri im ish ploni. Right, the guy said in front of witnesses, don't speak to that guy. Alma, apparently, dibor stirahu. Apparently, speaking to him is the same as secluding herself with him. The other Tani, then it says, dibra imo, if she spoke to him, adayim mutaris labesa, she's still moter. Umutaris lachoba truma, and she's still able to eat truma if she is a Yisrael and he's a Kohen, meaning they're still fully married. Right? Alma dibor lo klumo, apparently, that implies that dibor is nothing. So which is it? So Abaye says, Hachikam, this is what it needs to say. Alt dabri vidibra, if he said don't speak to him, and she spoke to him. Alt dabri vinisptura, or if he said don't speak to him, and then she secluded herself with him. Or if he said alt history, don't seclude with him, and vidibra imo, and she spoke to him. So then adayin mutaris labesa mutaris lachavachim. Then she's smooth, everything's fine, right? She's still allowed, she's still married to him, she's still allowed to eat truma, right? They're still fully married. But if she secluded herself with him and it was long enough for that to have bia, then asur lebesa v'asur lechavat truma. Right then, right, it is there is an iser. She's no longer allowed to eat truma again. As we said before, right, she's a suffik. Right, once we're not told a suffik that they're going to be usher to be together. Right, and now we'll start the process for the meisota. If it was seclusion, it was edos. It was long enough for them to have been. A bia, so then that is a sota situation, right? And then she'll be ushered to him. She's not allowed to have truma, right? And theoretically, it could get reconciled by the mei sota, but right, they have to go undergo that entire process. Okay, we're going to stop here by the two dots, and we'll go right to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.